From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The woman who's come to symbolize a struggle for democracy in Myanmar has been released from house arrest. Today's release of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi sent a stream of people to her home in Yangon. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead is in neighboring Thailand and has this report.
The first we knew things were happening was when the barricades were removed and people were allowed to surge forward. Now we're hearing from the scene that maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people are gathering there. We heard from her lawyer and from her doctor that she was due to come out, and then she emerged. She took a flower from someone in the crowd and placed it into her hair, one of her symbols that she's known for and is famous for across Burma. She then tried to speak, but the crowd was just cheering. They were singing the national anthem and chanting her name, and she could not be heard. And for the past half hour, people have been trying to get the crowd to sit down and listen to what she has to say, but it's just very difficult. It's huge excitement here. People have had this anticipation building over the last 2 days, and finally she has been released.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reporting from neighboring Thailand. The Obama administration is cheering Suu Kyi's release, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the administration is demanding more from the military rulers of the country, which is also known as Burma.
President Obama calls the democracy activist a personal hero and said the U.S. welcomes her long overdue release. While traveling in Asia this week, Mr. Obama has repeatedly called on Burma's military rulers to free Suu Kyi, along with all other political prisoners. He complains the opposition Suu Kyi represents has been systematically denied a chance to challenge the Burmese government.
Last week's election in Burma was neither free nor fair. And we will continue our efforts to move Burma toward democratic reform and protection of human rights.
Suu Kyi has spent 15 of the last 21 years in detention. Mr. Obama calls her story an inspiration for human rights advocates around the world. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
In northern Afghanistan, 10 people are dead and 18 wounded from a bomb that went off in a marketplace. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that earlier in the day, NATO forces repelled a Taliban attack on an airfield.
Afghan authorities say a bomb loaded on a motorcycle exploded in a bazaar in the northern province of Kunduz, apparently targeting local Afghan police. The majority of the victims were civilians, including 3 children. Earlier in the day, the Taliban assaulted a U.S. airbase near Jalalabad with small arms and at least 1 suicide bomber. Officials said 8 attackers were killed without inflicting any NATO casualties. A Taliban spokesman, known for exaggerated claims, said scores of NATO and Afghan soldiers were killed and several jets and helicopters destroyed. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Pakistani intelligence officials say a suspected American missile strike from a drone aircraft has killed at least 3 militants in a Taliban stronghold close to the Afghan border. The official says at least 3 missiles hit a vehicle today just outside the main town in North Waziristan. A group of consumer advocates led by Ralph Nader is calling for the federal government to suspend General Motors' initial public offering of stock expected next week. As Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports, opponents of the offering say it will yield too little return on the taxpayers' investment.
Obama administration officials say the multi-billion-dollar federal bailout of the auto industry was necessary to avoid economic calamity, but add that the government does not want to remain in the car business in perpetuity. Yet consumer advocate Ralph Nader argues the government should wait to rid itself of roughly a third of its stake in GM and instead leverage its position as the automaker's majority owner.
Once GM asked for a Washington bailout, that came with certain responsibilities by the U.S. government representing the U.S. taxpayer and the health and safety of the American people.
Nader says federal officials should press GM to increase investments in green technology and safety improvements. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
House Democratic officials say the party has averted a leadership struggle in advance of next week's party elections. They say Congressman James Clyburn has agreed to drop his challenge to Steny Hoyer of Maryland for the job of minority whip. The move avoids a battle for the House's #2 leadership position. Clyburn has agreed to be elected to a new leadership position. Word of the deal comes from Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to become minority leader. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.